Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. I'm in conversation with Fahima Idea, who's a senior equity analyst at Momentum Investments. And Fahima, good evening to you. Let's start with this. Inflation edging slightly higher, food prices rising at the slowest rate in 14 years. Give me your take.
Evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yes, so we saw inflation increase slightly from 2.8% in October to just 2.9% in November on an annualized basis. And like you said, it's pretty good to see that food inflation declined further and is now actually at the lowest rate we've seen it in 14 years at just 2.3%. So basically what that means is things like your maize, eggs, pasta, rice have all become cheaper. Looking at the fuel price, that increased slightly by about 0.9% in November. But yeah, overall, I think it's looking pretty good. There wasn't much of an increase. If you look at it month on month, it is flat. So it does seem that we do have some price stability finally, and we can hopefully expect to see further rate cuts due to this, you know, given that our bigger concern, I think, at this point is economic growth, which is projected at just 0.5% for 2024. But on the inflation side, it does seem like that has been well contained.
And just as a matter of interest for our hot listeners tonight, the cost of dining out has increased. Restaurant and hotel prices are rising by almost 6% from the previous year. Restaurants up 5%, hotel prices jumping 7.5%. Something to bear in mind as you start to celebrate the holidays. Fahima, let's move on. What's happening with Barlow World today? Its share price up close on 15%.
Yeah, so we saw a big jump in that share price, and it's basically come after a consortium indicated an intention to make a firm offer to basically acquire all the shares of Barlow World for 120 Rand per share and to then to delist it. So it looks like this consortium also includes the CEO of Barlow World and a few other companies. So Barlow World, for those who are not familiar, basically supplies your heavy machinery to the likes of your mining and industrial sectors, including brands like Caterpillar. So it seems that this deal does have the, you know, the approval of Caterpillar, which is a big brand in its portfolio. So we'll have to see what happens from here. But that's basically what's driving that price today.
And interesting to see in this country how vaping has taken off. And this has led to a note from BAT, British American Tobacco, saying that it expects to deliver improved revenue, particularly in its new category and combustible units in the second half of its financial year. So on track to deliver full year guidance. And again, it's interesting to see how traditional companies like this have been forced to pivot.
Yes. So it's good to see that that trading update was pretty much in line with market expectations. And like you said, it expects to see revenue improve from its new category and also from combustibles. So it looks like all is on track there. The new category does consist of those vaping products. But like you said, you know, they've needed to pivot. And the main goal now is to become a predominantly smokeless business by 2035. So it does seem they're making good progress in reaching that target.
Talking about good progress, we know this company through its Lancewood Yogurt, Denny Mushrooms, Goldcrest and Cape Herb and Spice. The company is Libstar, and it's put a trading update out saying that conditions are increasing in the fourth quarter, and that will also be aided going forward by those better than expected food inflation numbers.
Yes, definitely. So they have said that the conditions have improved following that weaker Q3 performance that we saw. Just looking at the numbers briefly, revenue increased by 2.5% for the year to date. Price and mix changes contributed 5.4% of revenue growth, but that was against a decline in volume of 2.9%. Just in terms of some of the main highlights, you did mention that Lancewood brand, and we saw a market share increase there in the soft cheese and yogurt. And they've also managed to maintain their position as the market leader in natural cheese. So I think that they did a pretty good job there. And then looking at the value add meat category, there was some underperformance there due to lower QSR beef volumes, and baking still seems to be under pressure, basically just due to weak demand for wraps in the restaurant space. But yeah, overall, I think there has been some good improvement, and hopefully we'll see more to come in the year ahead.
Now, Fahima, this might not be a listed company, but I don't know how closely you're following the fate of the Springbok rugby team. And now there's a rival bidder, and the whole idea is to let fans themselves take a stake in the entity, so to speak. What this also says or illustrates the competitive nature and the value of global sports brands.
Yes. So it looks like there is this consortium that wants to take a rival stake in basically this commercial rights of the Springboks. So we initially saw that US private equity player that bid, but they were rejected. And this new consortium also wants to now give the fans an opportunity to invest. Like you said, it's looking to buy at least 40% of the commercial rights. If it is successful, the idea is then to set up a special purpose vehicle that will be listed on the JSE, and that will then allow investors to invest as little as R1 through platforms like Easy Equities. Like I said, you know, that rival US bidder was rejected by the member unions of SA Rugby, and there's still an exclusivity period there for them to make a revised offer. So we'll have to wait for that first before I think this new consortium can make a bid. But it definitely sounds exciting for, you know, Springbok rugby fans. Of course, it's a very valuable asset for the country.
And just finally, I've got the Rand trading in a range today, 1776 against or through to 1790 against the dollar. Currently 1778 on my screen right now. That's up about 0.14%. What's your sense? Are we seeing a little bit of a strengthening of the currency as we head towards the end of the year? And if so, what's driving it?
Yeah, so we are seeing a bit of a turn in the currency, definitely some strengthening there. And I just think the better performance has been driven by better emerging market performance in general. So we are seeing the Chinese central bank has started to buy more gold after taking a 6-month break. So we now have less investment in the dollar and more in gold. So the dollar has weakened from the highs we saw it at previously, which is now resulting in the rand strengthening. And China has also spoken out about further stimulus measures. So if we do see recovery in China, that will, of course, be beneficial for our commodities and rand. So it is possible, I think, that the rand could stay below 18, given the better data we are seeing locally, which points to more optimism.
And we will talk to you again next week. Fahima Adia, Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments. Always appreciate the update. Thank you very much.
Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.